You are listening to CJLO News. About 15 anti-war protesters gathered outside of the office for Member of Parliament Anna Ganey in NDG on Tuesday. This small protest was part of a larger national event where activists across the country urged their local MPs to vote in favor of Bill C-233, known as the No Loopholes Act, ending Canadians' arms shipments to the United States and Israel. Bill C-233 is a private member's bill introduced by NDP MP Jenny Kwan. It goes to a vote on February 26th. The bill is formally called an Act to Amend the Export and Import Permits Act. It seeks to tighten restrictions on shipping military goods to the United States, expand the definition of arms and weapons to include weaponry parts, and create more transparency around what Canada exports and where it goes. The Government of Canada maintains that it has not allowed arms shipments to Israel since January of 2024. However, Israeli import data and publicly available shipping records show imports described as military weaponry and parts and ammunition continue to flow into Israel, in particular through sea and airports in the United States. Here in NDG, Member of Parliament Anna Ganey has never responded to local activists about their concerns regarding Palestine. Her office would not respond to CJLO for comment on this protest. Here is one of the protest organizers, Kimri Gomri. She's the coordinator for World Beyond War Montreal.
We're here protesting nonviolently against a horrible, violent, murderous regime in, you know, and our country's complicity and compliance with that regime. So I think Anna Ganey's a Zionist, like some of our MPs are, and she has no problem with the genocide. But we have a problem with the genocide, and she's supposed to represent us.
Though the protest outside of MP Ganey's office was small, members from multiple different activist groups were present, including World Beyond War, the Palestinian Youth Movement, Vivre Palestine, and Independent Jewish Voices. Here is Scott Weinstein, a member of Independent Jewish Voices Canada, speaking at the demonstration.
A year ago, Canada, you know, seemed to conform to the popular opinion of Canadians to not send arms to Israel. But in fact, they were sending arms to Israel by sending them indirectly first to the United States, which then sent them to Israel. So there's a loophole that no arms go to the United States that would be destined for Israel. And we want people to pressure their MPs to vote for to close that loophole.
Bill C-233 goes to a vote on February 26th in Parliament. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.